Fulton County Sheriff's Promise for Donald Trump, we'll have a mugshot ready for you. By Hannah Blow on August 15, 2023. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labat promised that former President Donald Trump would have a mugshot if indicted in Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's investigation, a development that occurred in the late hours of the night into the morning. The 98-page, 41-count indictment, released late Monday night into Tuesday morning, reveals that Trump and 18 other co-defendants have been indicted. But nearly 2 weeks ago, when an indictment still remained uncertain, Sheriff Labat promised that Trump would find himself with a formal mugshot should he be accused of committing a crime in that investigation. "Unless somebody tells me differently, we are following our normal practices. And so it doesn't matter your status, we'll have a mugshot ready for you," Sheriff Labat said. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is among those in the group of co-defendants in the late-night indictment, bizarrely, for simply asking for a phone number. Per the indictment, on or about the 21st day of November 2020, Mark Randall Meadows sent a text message to United States Representative Scott Perry from Pennsylvania and stated, "Can you send me the number for the Speaker and the leader of PA legislature? POTUS wants to chat with them." This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Other actions taken by co-defendants and Trump were considered overt acts, in furtherance of the conspiracy. Such actions include Trump tweeting about election integrity hearings. In one tweet, for instance, Trump said, "Georgia hearings now on it oh on. Amazing." According to the indictment, this was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. It categorized similar tweets that way as well. As Trump encouraged people to watch public hearings about the allegations of voting irregularities. On or about the 30th day of December 2020, Donald John Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account at Real Donald Trump. "Hearings from Atlanta on the Georgia election overturn now being broadcast. Check it out. At O'on at Newsmax and many more. At Brian Kempka should resign from office. He is an obstructionist who refuses to admit that we won Georgia, big. Also won the other swing states." This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. On or about the 30th day of December 2020, Donald John Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account at Real Donald Trump. "Hearings from Atlanta on the Georgia election overturn now being broadcast live via at RSP Network." This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. Trump's lawyers responded to the indictment early Tuesday morning, deeming it undoubtedly just as flawed and unconstitutional as this entire process has been. So, the witch hunt continues. 19 people indicated, sick, tonight, including the former President of the United States, me, by an out-of-control and very corrupt district attorney who campaigned and raised money on, "I will get Trump," Trump said of the indictment on Truth Social. And what about those indictment documents put out today, long before the grand jury even voted, and then quickly withdrawn? "Sounds rigged to me," he exclaimed, inquiring why he was not indicted 2.5 years ago. "Because they wanted to do it right in the middle of my political campaign. Witch hunt," he exclaimed. Republican allies have also jumped to Trump's defense. Same playbook. New partisan DA trying to make a name for themselves, Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, remarked. Another sham indictment of Trump timed to do maximum damage in the 2024 election, this time with the indictment posted before the grand jury even voted, is no coincidence, he added. Americans see through this witch hunt. Justice should be blind, but Biden has weaponized government against his leading political opponent to interfere in the 2024 election, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, said. Now a radical DA in Georgia is following Biden's lead by attacking President Trump and using it to fundraise her political career, he added. Americans see through this desperate sham. Related, Donald Trump Jr., it took a Trump character to expose the full extent of swamp corruption.